Our next panelist is Scott Tillman, who is the owner-president of Juniper Hill Farms. Juniper Hill Farms was established in 2010 as a first-generation farm located in the heart of the Kansas River Valley in Lawrence, Kansas. Upon graduating from Iowa State University, Scott returned to Kansas in 2014 to continue growing his agricultural business, while also working to strengthen the region's food system to better serve his local and regional communities with fresh and affordable locally grown produce. Scott has a passion for organic and sustainable agricultural production, post-harvest handling, food systems, and the economics of growing. Juniper Hills is a highly diversified and quickly growing agricultural operation managed by first-generation young farmers. Currently, the farm operates nearly 50 acres of organic and sustainable vegetable production, as well as nearly 1,300 acres of diversified crops and custom hire farm ground. Juniper Hill Farms started working with the food box as early as March of 2020. When Scott and a local meat distributor launched sunflower provisions. This sort of paved the way for their participation with the Food Box program. And with that, I'll let Scott expand into what Juniper Hills Farm is all about and tell us about his participation with the Food Box program. Scott, welcome.
Well, thank you, Ramiro. And let me just start by thanking Mr. Purdy and everybody else for participating. It's been wonderful to hear some stories from other Food Box contract holders this, you know, today, because really up until today, except for just a few others, I hadn't heard from any other small Food Box contract holders. But I'll start, and I know we're, I think, starting to run a little low on time, so I'll just start by you know, just getting into some of the questions that John and Ramiro had sent earlier for us to think about, you know, some of the benefits of this program, and the beneficiaries, I should say. Our farm was absolutely one of them. When the pandemic, you know, kind of began to shut down the nation there in mid-March, you know, we were frankly, I was frankly, as the owner of the business, not sure what was going to happen. Like many folks across the country, our restaurants shut down, our school districts shut down, right as we were starting to harvest spinach and lettuce for them. You know, we still had a growing plan and staff that we had committed to and knew that we just needed to keep chugging along. A partner, in a new business called Sunflower Provisions, and I launched a grocery delivery business online, and so we were able to serve our community that way. But then when we saw the USDA release the Farmers to Families Food Box program, we decided to you know, join in and participate, because, you know, our small farm and first generation farm doesn't just grow 40 to 50 acres of vegetables organically and conventionally annually, but we also work with about half a dozen growers in the region, primarily Amish, but also English fruit growers and of the such that, you know, we distribute for those restaurants, grocers, wholesalers, school districts, hospitals that we're currently serving. And so, you know, we really saw an opportunity to step up and serve our community with the Food Box program. And, you know, that kind of translated to our farm being a beneficiary, but then local companies, you know, all said and done, from May 15th until September 18th, we distributed 25,534 boxes, which was 100% of our contract, which meant that we got to go buy boxes from a local box company. We got to rent additional reefer trucks other than the four that we currently have in our, you know, in our lineup, to be able to, you know, distribute to our community partners on a schedule that worked for them and in a volume that worked for them. You know, locally, all of our producers, the six farms and then the fruit farms we work with, all benefited. I'll say that many of those farms are 10 acres or less in size. You know, and then it moved to the regional farms. Because of the short notice, potatoes and onions were not going to be available to us in our local region in the volumes we needed. And so we were able to purchase large quantities of potatoes and onions from Alaska and Colorado, And so, let's see, I just did some quick math earlier. You know, nearly 120,000 pounds of food sourced within about 120 miles of our farm, or about 25% of our contracted weight. And then over 150,000 pounds of regional food were purchased. And then, you know, beyond that, we did need to bring in some national products such as apples, oranges, carrots that just were not going to be available in our region to provide a box that provided long-term commodity staples, but then also fresh food while also supporting our local food system in the area. You know, another beneficiary was our food banks and our community partners who you know, were struggling to procure enough food when there were the, you know, kind of initial onset of COVID. And then, you know, we're struggling to pack boxes for distribution because of limits of number of people inside of, you know, and gathering sizes within the food banks. You know, if I think about some of the efficiencies that were gained and, you know, some additional benefits, is the initial program and the base one period and the base two extension period were amazing. I mean, it was truly farmer to family for the most part across the country. You can see, you know, all of the presenters so far today, you know, that money was going directly into the local food system. And, you know, that was huge for us, but then also huge for many of the growers we worked with who, quite frankly, were looking at, you know, having to shut down their business in part because the CFAP 1, you know, aid for farmers was not that helpful for local food. You know, some of the barriers I saw throughout the entire program were, you know, obviously our food banks initially were not particularly prepared for this, as they are not currently for combo boxes. They lack refrigeration. They lack the distribution capabilities and the trunk to, or, you know, box to truck to trunk model. You know, I think it was disappointing to see that many of the large distributors in our region who received contracts were not purchasing local food. I talked to many mid-sized growers larger than we are who sell to some of the local distributors and wholesalers like we do in the area. And, you know, very little was being purchased. If a farmer had excess product because, let's say, a school district shut down, those larger distributors weren't interested in purchasing it. And that's when we came in and we were able to, you know, put that into our boxes. We also saw that many of the larger distributors that were participating in the program were delivering food that was of lower quality than ours. And I don't want to talk poorly on them, but, you know, there were times when, you know, as Andrew said earlier, it seems like some of the large contract holder may have been dumping boxes, whether it be moving produce that was near the end of its life because there was not an easy market for those distributors to push that product to, or they were just plain needing to move boxes at volumes that were not what our community needed. You know, I think that really played into the strengths we had with our community partners and being able to sit down with them and ask exactly what they needed weekly and then pack boxes on behalf of them in that sense. You know, there was short notice of the program, which obviously I'm amazed at what you guys were able to do in a month. It's stunning. But, you know, that translated to, in a sense, a lack of local product. We, you know, couldn't go out and plant 150,000 pounds of potatoes in May. You know, we couldn't procure enough local food for what we would have liked to have done. You know, as I kind of think about the amazing benefits this program had for our farm and for our region, you know, it truly created a local food marketplace at an affordable price that gave farmers a just income. You know, we were not, you know, just because we were buying volume, not negotiating down to the minimal dollar. We asked these growers what they needed to make to be sustainable in their operations this year with a change in market, and that's what we paid. You know, my goal in this program was not to get rich. It was to help move products from our farm to our community and folks, you know, folks from other farms products to the community. And I just see the food boxes, if it's continued, as a huge boost to local regional food systems and providing that security of a local and regional food system and a marketplace for growers who are looking to expand, who may not be able to ship a full semi-load out of state to a distributor. Many of the others this afternoon, we did not receive a round for the receive a contract for the continuation with the combo boxes. We were approved as a BOA holder for fruit and veg boxes, but have not had the opportunity to submit a bid for fruit and veg boxes. It's disappointing now because all of my community partners, and I called them this morning just to confirm that we were working with, including our local food bank in Douglas County that serves the Lawrence community, and then the church and nonprofit we were working with in the Kansas City area, have not received a single food box since the third round of combo boxes came into play, which is frankly disturbing at a time when the need is stronger than it was over the summer. Right now, we're currently purchasing from our growers we were working with over 1,000 pounds of food a week and donating it to our local food bank because our community regional food bank is short on product and dollars are tight right now. And when the need is so high, they're just frankly struggling to get enough fresh fruit and vegetable for the community members that are food insecure and in need. That's really about all I have to say. And, you know, I hate to, you know, keep talking and then take away time for questions. And so I'll leave it with that. But, you know, I guess I'd say with a final thought, I loved how this was truly a farmers to families food box program, and I'd love to see it return to that because, without disrespect, Mr. Purdy, you know, it's kind of turned into distributors for families. I mean, when you see Sysco with a $114 million contract and, you know, a Puget Sound or a Juniper Hill not receiving anything, that's disturbing to me, that we had a program that was really, truly working because as a small farm, we really care about our community, not just the bottom line dollar. And, I hope that this program can return and boost local food systems and strengthen our regional and local food systems. So thank you guys for the opportunity to participate today.
Thank you, Scott. Excuse me. That was great. And it is really gratifying to hear the passion that you all guys put into this and have for this program and given the benefits and who the benefits accrue to. So I appreciate your insights and your working on this.